A very good morning to you from the sports team. Starting this one off with some football. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says he's disappointed but not frustrated after their Europa League exit at the quarterfinal stage. Now, they were 1-0 winners in the second leg away to Atalanta but lost 3-1 to the Italians on aggregate. Klopp says their focus now switches to Sunday's Premier League game at Fulham.
We will give our absolute all. That's our competition now. I saw a good reaction from my side. We had not a great week last week, obviously. This, if we want, was the start for the rest of the season with a good result and a good performance, and that's how we see it.
West Ham also suffered a 3-1 defeat overall after the second leg of their last eight tie ended 1-1 at home to Bayer Leverkusen. Over to some cricket. Last draw for the Hollybets Dolphins in the CSA T20 Challenge Cup as they fight to hold top four spot. They take on the AET Tuskers in a KZN derby at the Kingsmead Stadium this afternoon. The Durban side are third on the log and already have 1 foot in the semi-finals. John Smut says it's a massive bout.
Obviously, the game tomorrow is a massive game for us. We've got a lot of momentum going our way at the moment. We've had some good results. We're currently sitting third. We'd like to kind of push for those top two spots to try and see if we could get a home semi. Again, obviously, a few results have got to go our way for that. But I think we're playing some really good cricket and it's a lot for us to build on.
Ending off on the green, Irish golfer Seamus Power looks to continue his strong start to the latest US PGA Tour event in South Carolina. He goes into the second round, 2 shots off early leader JT Poston after carding an opening 8 and a par 6-5. Rory McIlroy is part of a group 2 strokes further back. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.